Jangan lewatkan yang satu ini. Acara Aneka Info dari VOA Washington bersama Arif Budiman.
Pernah pulang ke rumah untuk mengungkapkan kabar gembira kepada suami atau istri Anda, namun ternyata tidak mendapat tanggapan yang diinginkan? Itu tidak baik. Bukan tidak mungkin, itu seperti membuka pintu perpisahan atau bahkan jendela perceraian. Sebuah studi yang baru-baru ini diungkap di jurnal Human Brain Mapping menunjukkan kepuasan hubungan, khususnya di mata perempuan yang sudah lama bertahan dalam perkawinan, memiliki kaitan erat dengan emosi positif, bukan emosi negatif yang diungkapkan suaminya. Semakin sering suami menunjukkan respon positif, semakin tinggi tingkat kepuasan sang istri atas hubungan yang dijalinnya. Singkat kata, studi yang dilakukan lembaga riset Rothman dan Universitas Toronto, Kanada ini menyimpulkan kepuasan hubungan sangat dipengaruhi oleh bagaimana kita merespon kabar baik yang disampaikan pasangan kita. Brad Browning, pakar masalah perkawinan dan penulis buku Man to Marriage, tidak terlibat dalam studi itu, namun sepakat dengan kesimpulannya. Ia mengatakan, suami atau istri, sebagai orang terdekat, memiliki pengaruh terbesar dalam kepuasan emosional seseorang.
We're taught often that being in a marriage means that you need to be there for each other no matter what. But in reality, research has actually shown that the strength of a partnership is actually influenced more by how partners react to one another's good news. Supporting our partners, you know, when they're down, can even have unintended side effects by making him or her feel indebted to you and more cognizant of their sadness or their depression. But a positive reaction to good news can really only bring two partners closer together.
Browning menyarankan 5 hal untuk menjaga hubungan perkawinan. Pertama, ciptakan sesuatu yang bersifat rutin dan menuntut kebersamaan.
Happy couples developed bonding rituals like, you know, going on walks together, doing weekend dates. Or just, you know, talking on the phone at specific times a day. And these scheduled rituals also helped couples to, you know, stay intimate during times of stress or when their lives got a little bit too busy.
Kedua, tunjukkan kasih sayang dan sopan santun saat berkomunikasi dengan pasangan.
So the next time you feel like, you know, belittling or complaining to your partner, try to instead solve your problems with a calm kindness. You and your spouse will both be better off if you can do that.
Ketiga, jangan sungkan meminta maaf. Keempat, Anda memang teman terdekat, tapi Anda perlu mendorong pasangan Anda untuk membangun pertemanan yang lain.
People in happy marriages encourage each other to develop a solid group of friends. You know, although ultimately our spouses should be our best friends, people still need emotional support through a network of different people. You know, think back to the hunter and forager days. You know, Homo sapiens spent time in small communities of less than 150 people. And this dynamic really helped us grow and live happy and long lives. And humans today really are no different. So encourage your spouse to spend time with his or her friends. You know, besides, you know, it's a little bit of alone time in the house can sometimes be a nice thing anyway.
Kelima, dan terakhir, dukung apa yang menjadi hobi atau kegemaran pasangan Anda.
Help their spouses with their passions. So, for example, if one spouse has a passion for ice hockey, you know, his or her partner could encourage them to play more often or to buy them hockey equipment as gifts.
Apakah Anda siap melakukannya? Arif Budiman, VOA Washington.